Nathan Segura, a Football Friday, a Call Your Shot Friday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it is time to get into some of the shots that have been called via Twitter with Dave Dino DiNatale.
Yeah, let's
serving them up.
We got tons at Browns underscore daily. Casey,
like beignets.
Yeah, that's right. Casey J Taylor, Browns 24, Steelers 17. Let's see, a couple things also, guys, from Eric Metcalf's earlier interview from Ben Marchio. Watching Metcalf return kicks was my favorite part of watching the Browns with my dad growing up in the 90s.
Nice memory.
Yes.
Nice.
Eclectic Reason says 21-20 Browns, a 1-point margin just to make it sting.
Did you see this one from Cody also on Twitter where he said Browns can't win without getting Cameron involved and Steelers offense showing an ability to score quick? So we've established that point. We've endorsed that. I mean, I think Jordan Cameron's got to be a key, a difference maker.
Kevin Smith, snowy, windy mess limits the Steelers pass attack and the Browns D does the rest. Browns 13, Steelers 3.
Like it.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
From at JJ Steele 3, Cleveland 20, Pittsburgh 17. We jump out to an early lead and hold on for dear life. I will then be dancing in the streets of NYC.
In NYC. Okay.
I like it.
Hopefully there'll be a lot of dancing here in CLE.
Yes, I agree. Paul Myers, interesting. I know it's not the favorite call of a call your shot, but I believe that Whedon comes into the game in the third quarter and lights it up and brings a win home.
Whedon,
Brandon
wow.
Whedon.
Wait, that's a different.
P. Myers.
That's a P. Myers.
Yes.
Comes up with something that is off the beaten path.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not a usual P. Myers tweet.
Well, I think some of that is there is. I've actually given some thought to this too, only because again, Jason Campbell, the ribs, the cold, the whatever. If unfortunately, I mean, he comes into this game if he's not 100% and he's struggling or hurting and he can't finish. Yeah, that is going to be the answer, and we'll see how it goes. My hope would be that he can just play well all the way through. That's an iffy thing. I call this a very iffy game. I think it's going to be close, competitive. We're not going to be comfortable watching it. This is going to be a very uncomfortable Sunday for us.
It is
going to
be
until the outcome, which I hope will be a Browns.
Take advantage of their inability to run the football. Yep. Take advantage of their linebacking play, which has been suspect this year. And their best player, Lamar Woodley, didn't practice again. Maybe he is unable to go. And the Browns use their physicality in less than ideal conditions to bring home the victory. That's what we all want to see. We don't want to have another Therapy Monday. Chud doesn't want to hear you say Therapy Monday.
Oh, he didn't
again.
Like Therapy Monday.
No, he wants to hear.
He wants to see Victory Monday.
Victory Monday.
Eric Metcalf, thank you for being part of this show. We appreciate him coming all the way from Seattle just to do the show. No, but he had a couple other things going on here. But that's still nice that he dropped by for us. I want to thank Greg Little, Jameer Howerton for their part in this show. Of course, Gerard Cherry in his usual spot. He'll be on with Bruce Hooley shortly. It'll be Hooley and Gerard after this show. I want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, for all that he's done all the time today, this week. Especially in all the nice segments that we do, like the one today with him. And we want to thank, of course, Miss Carly McCord. She was just awesome today with the tweeting, and she's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that you will see, of course, on clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan, looking forward to Sunday. And you and I know we'll be talking, text exchanges throughout the game.
Of course.
All right, we want to thank everybody for hanging out
of course,
with
Eric
us.
Metcalf,
for, yeah, Steeler Week. And then we'll be with you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Beat the Steelers. G-E-A-U-X Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.